Jesus is risen. And may the risen Christ stand by us now and always. Amen. You may have recognized that song, right? Jesus loves me, this I know. I've sung that song hundreds of times, maybe thousands of times. I sang that song so much that I got sick of it for a couple of decades. All right? There's still a part of me that still feels a little, oh man, really, that one again. And then there's another part of me that clings to that song and its sentiment for all that it's worth. Because there's something amazingly comforting in this song, knowing that even though I'm weak, Jesus is strong. And in today's gospel reading, and then also from our reading from Acts today, we hear again about God's love for all of us in Jesus, as well as then our calling to love those around us, all of those around us. Jesus loves me, this I know. Now that's a powerful statement. But how is it that I know that Jesus loves me? Well, the song's answer is easy, for the Bible tells me so. John, the gospel writer, has been providing us with all that we need to discover and to believe that Jesus loves us. And no matter how weak I am, that Jesus is strong. Jesus is strong in his grace and compassion, in his peace and hope and love. And so for us today, it begins with the new commandment that Jesus gives. Love one another. That's the commandment. And on the one hand, it seems so simple. So basic, love one another, of course. But it is also so difficult. Now, maybe it's not difficult for everyone that you meet. Or maybe it's not difficult when, you know, I'm in a good mood, or when the kids are behaving themselves, or when your coworker's busy doing something else. But for a lot of the time, and for many people around us, loving one another can be difficult. And then Jesus drops the real bomb on us. Because it's not love one another when you feel like it. It's not love one another like you love pizza. It's love one another just as I have loved you. You see, we're not the basis of the criteria for the love. Jesus is. It's not how I'm feeling today. It's a calling from Christ to love. But in the midst of that startling pronouncement that it's not us but Jesus, right, comes an astounding truth for all of us. And that truth is that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves all of us. Just as I have loved you, he says. Jesus loves me. And now we know it. Once again, John has been trying in his gospel to tell us, to show us, to let us know the power of God's love through Jesus. From bringing the love of God and filling with the wine of celebration those empty jars of our mistaken attempts to save ourselves, to the pronouncement that God so loved the world that he sent his only Son. From renewing sight to all of those blinded by condemnation, to living as our good shepherd, from helping the lame to walk, the hungry to be filled, to raising Lazarus from the dead, Jesus has been living and showing all of us all of the love that he has for all people. This is the great love that we are being called to share. This is the great love that we are being challenged to live for the sake of friends and families, neighbors and strangers. Jesus is with us. He walks beside us and now commands us to love one another. And so Jesus loves me. This I know leads us now to love one another as I have loved you. And so we are called to love one another. And in our reading from Acts, we are shown who is included in all of that one another we're supposed to love. Because Peter is asked by the leaders of the church to explain why he was welcoming and eating with Gentiles. They don't dress like us. They don't eat like us. They don't behave like us. They're not like us. So why, Peter, why were you doing it? So Peter tells them all about this amazing vision that he had from God. And then a voice from heaven saying to him, what God has made clean, you must not call profane. We are, all of us, God's creation. We are, all of us, God's good creation. We are all to be cared for, assisted, and helped. Everyone. No one is meant to be lost or left out. No one is supposed to be condemned or tossed aside. God loves us all. Jesus came to save us all. And so these are the one another that we are supposed to love. Anyone we can and everyone around. See, I once heard a speaker talk to us and he said, you've all heard and sung the song, Jesus Loves Me, This I Know. He continued by saying that just as important for him was another truth. Jesus knows me, this I love. Jesus knows me. Jesus knows us. And we can count on that. You know, the same part of the gospel today, just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. That shows us that not only does Jesus know us, love us, he knows us. See, the love that Jesus is calling us to is not merely to write a check to help Ukrainian refugees or a check even to help Morgan's Place, although that's always a wonderful and good thing. Don't get me wrong, right? The love that Jesus is truly calling us to is personal and actual. It's for the people around us. Now, sometimes, like in the Ukraine, we can't get close. And so we help those who are close and helping them. But Jesus wants us to love the people we know and bump into. The people we will come to know. The people who are all around us. Both friends and even enemies. Jesus knows us. He knows us in our weakness and our need. Jesus knows us as we share God's love and shine with his light. Jesus knows us as we struggle. Jesus knows us when we turn our backs. Today's gospel story begins after he had left. Well, the he they're talking about is Judas. And Jesus loves him anyway. But Jesus also knows us when we return in repentance and walk with him again. Jesus knows us and loves us, and his challenge is for us to love one another. And so in the gospel, as Jesus' love for us glorifies God, so our love for one another brings that glory to those who are around us. This is our calling as followers of Jesus and as children of God. This challenge can be difficult. We fail a lot. We succeed sometimes. But what Jesus asks us to do is to try. We try to follow Jesus. We try to share God's love. We try not to stand in judgment of other people. We try to help the helpless. We try to look for the lost. We try to sustain the least of these, our brothers and sisters, as we try to live this command of Jesus to love. Not because we've got to, but rather because we get to. That is where our life of faith takes us. Into the nexus of God's love for all humanity, some of the means where that love now moves out into the world. This I know, that on my own I am weak and ineffective. This I know, that without the presence of God in my life, I accomplish nothing of lasting good. This I know, that without the prompting of the Holy Spirit, I am lost among the least and floundering. This I know, that Jesus loves me. This I know, that the Father has created me good and I have hope in Christ. This I know, that the Holy Spirit comes to me daily with inspiration and guidance, with holiness and life. This I know, that God wants to work with us and cannot wait for us to join Him and try. So may our lives be filled with the glory of God. May we try day after day to live this commandment of our Lord Jesus Christ and love one another as Jesus loves, unconditionally, willingly, sacrificially, fully, and compassionately. May we open our hearts to all around us, whether they look like us, act like us, dress like us, behave like us, or not. This is the nature of God's love. This is the love that comes to me and to all of us from Jesus. Jesus loves me. This I know. Amen.